Lake Effect Weekend continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. How many of you listening at this very moment are in a car on your way to or from buying something? Maybe because it's Black Friday weekend or just because you really need a whoozy what's it. Either way, you're on your way to purchase something somebody else made, and sometimes that comes with frustrations, leading to oaths of never, ever leaving your house for holiday weekend sales ever again.
Now, what if you decided to make something? Anything instead. Sure, that could come with its own set of problems, but according to metalsmith Jeffrey Clancy, those particular challenges build character.
Clancy is an assistant professor in the art department at UW-Madison with a focus on jewelry and metals. In this edition of Radio Chipstone, Clancy tells contributor Jennifer Fields that drawing, building, and creating have always been a part of his life. In fact, it's in his blood. Clancy begins by recollecting how his father influenced his passion for creating.
The first house I remember living in, he built this huge, like, three-tiered deck off the back of the house. And then when we moved to another house, he did another similar deck with a stone patio. And so there were always tools around, you know, and he was always chopping stuff up and screwing things together. And my brother and I were just curious, what's Dad doing? And so anyway, yeah, I just got into making things, much more so than drawing and painting and whatnot. So I was more comfortable with, like, physical materials that involved, you know, building a sculpture of sorts or something like that.
Do you think, looking back now on who you were then, does building stuff with your hands, does it still give you that same joy? Is it still sort of that feeling of freedom and excitement about what this is going to be?
Yes and no. You know, in the studio, if I go into a project and I've got really specific goals in mind, if I'm not able to achieve those goals, right, like the ego is sort of bruised, right? And it's like, you know, I'm trying to get this piece to be this thing and it's not working out. Whereas, you know, when I moved here from Maine and I owned a house from 1875 and I was rebuilding it and I had no idea what I was doing, but it was exciting because I kind of didn't know what I was doing, and so my expectations were pretty low. And so when I was able to do it, it was very exciting. Whereas, you know, like I said, in the studio, it's like, you know, I feel like I'm supposed to be able to do it all, which is ridiculous. But it can just be a daunting experience and just frustrating. So, but it always depends on what project I'm doing. You know, each project's a little different. You know, some allow for a lot of personal expression. Some are a little bit more didactic. Those are usually the ones that are a little more disappointing, you know, when you've really got a specific, like, target in mind and you're like, you totally missed the mark. Whereas, you know, like I said, the more personal expressive ones, it's like, oh, I wasn't expecting that result. I'm really kind of into it. This is really great. I'm going to go with it.
So then, do you think you derive more pleasure from the pieces that didn't work out at first, that you got to work, or the ones that sort of fall into place?
As a person who's traditionally trained in metalwork, to a degree I'm traditionally trained, and have developed a strong skill set, certainly being able to achieve those difficult studio tasks is exciting. It's like, oh, yeah, I just did that. Slam dunk. But at the same time, I realize that that's a very conventional way of thinking, and it's also a way, you know, that's supporting my ego, right? You know, like, oh, I was able to do what I wanted to do. But I do find the work that unfolds a little bit more expressively to be very exciting as well, because, you know, I don't know what I'm looking at, and I have to think about that. Like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Why is this interesting? Why would I keep doing this? You know, like, why is this stuck in my head? And a lot of that work develops out of just sort of studio accidents and flaws, and those little things will sit on my desk just sort of to the side, you know, and they just kind of hang out. And they might be there for a couple of years before I decide to be like, oh, I know what we're doing with this.
So then it's a mixture of you imposing what you want the metal what you want to do, and also sort of going with wherever it ends up going.
Yeah. Yeah. Up until recently, and by recently I mean like maybe a couple of weeks ago, I've been pretty much exclusively working in a framework that I would describe as making theoretical models. You know, I have the skills to make proper conventional utilitarian silver, but I've never done that. it doesn't interest me. I'm more interested in what these objects represent, what these skills represent, why they're still around, why we still talk about these things. And academia certainly is supportive of that kind of making. You know, if I was on my own trying to make a living, these things would definitely not sell.
So then, is all this character building, is all of this going through having an idea that may or may not work, or finding some magic in the work that you're working on, or being able to take those lumps when it doesn't work, or being able to be patient and wait till it's right? Is that sort of a, do you see that as character building? And if so, does it bleed out into other areas? Is this just part of who you are, and this is how you approach most things?
I think it carries out into most things that I do. The work doesn't make itself, right? Work makes work, right, as the saying goes. And you just got to get in there and do it. And, you know, sometimes you have the time to think about things. Other times you just have to work through them. That requires a certain kind of grit. I had a student ask me, they were like, well, how do you decide what to make your work about? And I was like, I just make it about the things that I'm interested in. Well, how do you develop interest? And I was like, I don't know. I just, like, I look at these things and I like these things and I start to unpack these things and, you know, it's just about a bunch of things, you know, like, what things do you like, you know? And, you know, and it just sort of turns into the finished project, right? But I think all of it is character building. You know, there's a lot to learn from a failed project. You know, it's not fun. It's not fun to spend 6 months on a disaster, but, you know, like, there's a lot of really great information in that little disaster. So I talk to students about this too. It's, you know, how do you plan for the unexpected, right? How do you negotiate that rather than being like, oh, it's a happy accident or anything, like, you know, those sort of ways of making yourself feel better about things. But like
magical thinking about what just blew up.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like, well, let's just actually like think about what we've got here and, you know, how we can character build from that, develop work from that, you know, decide that maybe, yeah, okay, it's not the result you wanted, but it is a thing. It's a real thing. Just put it over there on the side of the desk. You're not ready for it now. Think about it later.
So in doing that, then, it sounds to me that your lessons with your student isn't just about making that thing. It's about how to grapple with making a thing.
Well, and the reality, too, is, you know, it's with undergrads, you don't know what they're going to do after they take one of your classes, if they're going to take another one, or if they're just going to be like, forget this, this was the hardest thing I ever did, it was completely unsatisfying. You just don't know where they're going to go. And so it's like, I feel it's more important to just sort of contextualize what's happening in the studio as part of a larger life experience. You know, I had a student the other day, and she was having trouble with something, beginning student, really, really lovely person, and she's like, yeah, this is the first time I'm not having fun. And I said, well, sometimes you have to work hard and work through it to get to the fun part, you know. And she's an athlete, and I was thinking, I was like, you know, you go out there and train every day, and there are days you do not want to do it, but you work through it. It's the same thing. The studio experience and as an environment, I think, has a lot more to offer than just like making art.
Material culture contributor Jonifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.
This week, Jonifer spoke with metalsmith and UW-Madison assistant art professor Jeffrey Clancy.